Well, good morning. Do we have more little ones that we'd like to set up front? No? Well, perhaps we can begin the Sunday school with a hymn. Does anyone has one they would like to start with? I see Emma with a hand up first. Okay, Emma, what number? The B-I-V-L-E. Now, what number is that? That should be here, isn't it? Well, is it in the sheet? I suppose we can sing that, at least the first verse. The B-I-V-L-E is Lamb of God for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-V-L-E. Well, that's nice. Now, before we start, let's look to the Lord for help first. Can we bow our heads? All right. Anyone else? I saw hands up here before. Is there another hymn? No? No? Do we have? Oh. Yes.
Number 40.
Number 40. Ah, that's a nice one. Number 40. Anyone not heard of this hymn before? Oh. Most of us have. So let's sing this. Jesus loves me, this I know. For I am of His own. Let all us to Him belong. They are with, but He is come. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Loves me, yes, Jesus.
that is nice. Is there anyone else that would like to give one up? What number is that? I'm sorry?
25.
Number 25. Okay, I saw your hand. Okay. Number 25. Life at best is very brief, like the falling of a leaf, like the binding of a sheaf, be in time. Fleeting days are turning fast, that the die will soon be cast, and the faithful life be passed. I saw a hand up here, and I missed it last time. Did you have a favorite you wanted to sing?
Zacchaeus.
I don't know. Zacchaeus.
He was a wee little man.
Zacchaeus. Well, we don't have this sheet, and I'm not sure everybody know that one well. Is there another one you would like?
Josiah.
little child of seven.
A little child of seven. Oh, that's one of my favorite. That's number 42. Now, some of you may know, when we sing this hymn, I have a special rule. The rule I have is we have to sing this hymn twice. Except the second time around, we're going to change the wordings a little bit, because if you look at this room here, we have little kids of seven. Anyone seven here? Well, children that are seven, right? Or even three or four. But then we have big kids here that are probably 70 or older, right? So the second time around, we're going to change this. We're going to sing a little child of 70 or even 34. So this would include, I hope, everybody in this room. I know some here are older than 70, but we will class you into that. So the first time we sing this, we'll sing it the way it is. The second time, we're going to sing about the little child of 70 or even 34. Maybe you can look across the room and see if you can spot someone who is 70 or someone who's 34. All right? Okay, let's sing this together. A little child of 7 or even 3 or 4 may enter into heaven through Christ the open door. For men are delivered from Christ the Son of God, whose death the soul received, salvation through His blood. A little child of 70, or even 34, You know, when we come to Sunday school, we often think of little kids, don't we? Children come to Sunday school, but big kids come to Sunday school too. And we find it singing this hymn, how old do you have to be to receive salvation? Do you have to be 3 or 4? 7? Isn't it nice to think that this message is for all of us? So someone who could be 70 years old, you know, there are 70 years old out there who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. It's sad, isn't it? You know, we used to visit the nursing home, and we used to visit even places. At home, we have a place called Seton House, and Brother Bill here knows that place well. This is a place where, well, at home we call it the Skid Road. I'm not sure if you have that phrase down here, where people are down to the very end. They have no means of supporting themselves. A lot of them are either drug addicts or alcoholics. And they go to this hostel where there's a place for them, a warm bed, and perhaps a meal. And we used to have the privilege to present the gospel of God's grace there. And we found there were men that are 60, 70 years old. They don't seem to have been saved. But you know, one thing interesting was they knew, a lot of them knew the gospel message. In fact, one of the favorite hymns for these older big kids, you know what the favorite hymn was? They loved singing, "Jesus Loves Me." Isn't it nice to know that when the Word of God is presented, they remembered it when they were a child? They love singing, "Jesus Loves Me," because they know deep down, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. But you know the difference, boys and girls, of just knowing it in your head and knowing it in your heart could mean life or death, isn't it? It's to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. That's why we're here to have Sunday school, is to present and remind you of the story. And you'll probably find that the story we tell today is the same one you heard last week and the week before that. It's the old story. But that old story, is it ever new? The story of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God who loved me. Oh, He loves you too. He loves me and He gave Himself for me. That's the story of God's grace, isn't it? Let's have one more. Okay, Paul.
Number 43.
Oh, I think this is nice too. One door and only one. Okay. One door and only one, and yet it sighs unto inside and outside, on which side are you? Now, I think some of you have spent all week learning the verses, right? Who would like to say it for me? I think it's a really nice verse. Okay. What's your name?
Jacob.
Okay. Go ahead. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this in front of you so they can hear. Oh. Okay, let's try again.
Whosoever shall not be written in the book of life shall be cast into the Revelation 20 verse 15.
Very good. Jacob said. Anyone else would like to say that verse? Okay. Go ahead.
Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire, Revelations 20:15.
Ah, that's good. Anyone else? Oh.
Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire, Revelation 20:15.
Whosoever was not found in the written in the book of life shall be cast. Was cast into the lake of fire. Revelations 21.
That's fine. Very good. Anyone else? No? Emma, you gonna try?
Whosoever who's not found written in a book of life was cast in a lake of fire. Revelation 20:15.
Close. Would you like to try? No? Would you like to try? Anyone else I missed that would like to try? Well, any big kids would like to try? I see a lot of smiley faces back there. Does that mean they're saying, we want to say the verses? Well, I'm going to do something a little different. Excuse me. Now, there was a book. How many of you know what a book looked like? Have you seen a book before? Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get a book out. And I'm going to write the names of those who set the verses. Okay. And it's going to go into my book. And I don't laugh when you see my book though. Okay. I got a book here. Oh, this is a big book. You know, way back before they have these printing presses, books come in a scroll, doesn't it? Well, this is the closest I can get to a scroll. And this morning when I saw that, I go, this would do as a book. Who can write? Who can help me write some names here? Can you? Okay. I want you to write, I think Jacob said it first, right? So we're going to write, oh, I need a pad. Well, we're going to have to use a chair. How's that? Get up for a minute. We're going to write his name here. You write Jacob's name on there. He said his verse.
How do you spell that?
J-A-C-O-B. All right, now you're going to write your name on it. Daniel, now you're going to write Paul's name on it. They set the verses. You're going to write, what's your name?
Kim.
Hmm?
Kim.
You help him spell that.
C-A-M-E-R.
Who else set the verses? Oh, and Emma.
Oh.
And, okay, and you can just write Emma, E-M-M-A. Okay, I think these are the... I got a big book here, and I got some names in this book. This is my book of verses. Thank you. And you know, I know some of you boys and girls are used to seeing books like in the Bible, right? And I'm sure if I look around and ask, some of the big boys back there got these so-called electronics book, right? Those e-book. And I see them peeking in the meeting time and they pull out the computer and they were able to read that. That's a book too, isn't it? And then some of them have a book on the cell phone. I see some of them use those reading pad on the cell phone. I see one back here that he can tilt it sideways and it'll turn and read things sideways. Well, that's a book. Right? But God has a special book. What was that book that we just had in that verse there? It was written in, oh, what was that? Cameron, what was that?
The Book of Life.
Oh, hang on. Give me. What was that book called?
The Book of Life.
The Book of Life. Wow. How do you get your name into that Lamb's Book of Life? Because there's some special consequences for not having your name in that book. What was the consequence for not having it? Is whosoever, oh, wait a minute, that's a big word. What does it mean by whosoever? Do you know what that means? What does that mean? That's a tough word, isn't it? Whosoever. What is it? What do you think it means?
It means everyone.
Is he right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Wait a minute now. Who is the whosoever then? There's another verse that uses whosoever. Can you think of another verse that uses whosoever? Let me think. Oh, you know what that verse is. What's another verse that you know with the word whosoever in it? The whosoever believeth in him. How does that go? How does it go, Paul?
Whosoever
should not. I started in the middle. Maybe that's not fair. I think it goes something like this. It's that for God. Yeah. How does it go? Can you say that? For God. So. That's a tough one, isn't it? Oh, you remember now? How does it go?
For whosoever shall love me.
No, that's the one I'm thinking of. For God so loved. Yeah, what is it?
The world.
Oh, the world. That
he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
That's right. That's another place we find the word whosoever. It tells us that for God so loved the world This is God Himself. He loved everyone in this world that He would even give His only begotten Son. And the result of that is, He says, whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. What does He mean by perish? Oh boy, we got so many big words here. Have you ever seen anything that got perish? How many of you, well, let me tell you a little story. You know, I sold my car one year, years ago, to this fellow who was a car detailer. What it means is he cleaned cars. He cleans the inside. And he called me back a few weeks later. He said, you know, he said, I found one of your apples sitting in the back seat. All shriveled up and dried up. Well, see, fruit perish. Have you ever left an apple sitting on the shelf? Or maybe under your bed, behind, under the seat? You know what happened if you let it sit for too long? Have you ever seen that? It perish, doesn't it? That's why we call those things perishable goods. Well, it said, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And you know, I love this. Someone told me this one day. He said, he saw this little boy who had trouble walking. I think he must have cerebral palsy or something like that. He was able to walk, but he walked very awkward. But he said on his shirt, he said, you know how you boys have T-shirt with writings on it, right? And on his shirt, he said, I am whosoever. Isn't that nice? Whosoever. That means me. We sang that hymn too, eh? That means me. That means me. I am the whosoever. But in our verse, we had, it's very serious. He said, whosoever. That includes the big boy that is 70 years old, the big girls that are 34 years old. Says, whosoever. What? Oh, I forget now. How does it go? Whosoever. How does it go? How does our verse go in our paper? Whosoever what was... Do you remember how that verse go? Do you remember? It was found something. Oh, something that, about written. Huh?
Found written in the book of life.
What happened if they're not found written in the book of life?
Was cast in the lake of fire.
Oh, mine. Isn't it terrible? If your name is not written in the book of life, it said you'll be cast into the lake of fire. And in that portion, it said they found dead, small and great. Oh, it said it will be cast into the lake of fire. Well, we start off by saying, how did we get our name written in the book of life? Well, I think we said that in John 3:16, didn't we? How did we get our name written in the book of life?
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. God made the way of salvation very simple. You know, see, He knows we are all little kids. Even though we may be 35 years old, 34 years old, or 70 years old, He said, He said, things have to be simple. One simple verse, right? Is it believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? And thou shalt be saved. There's not that much to do, is there? Now, you know, what's interesting is, we had a book here. I didn't tell you why we write some names on the books. There were some names here, right? This is my book. This is my book. I can roll this up. By the way, for the young people, you know when you read Revelation, it says the seal is broken and then another seal. Think of this. I could put a seal on this and close this book. To open it, I have to break the seal. So that might help you understand that. You know, what I didn't tell you was, if your name were written in this book, I brought something for you. Oh, look at this. If your name were written in that my book of saying verses, I can open this, you get to have something. Oops. Just a minute now. Ah, thank you. I should have done that beforehand, right? Now, whose name was in that book? Let me see now. I got Jacob's name in there. Jacob, would you like one? I got Daniel on there. I got Paul. I got Cameron. And I got Emma. She was in the book. Her name was written in the book of getting, saying the verses and get candies. But you know, God is gracious. He always gives us another chance, doesn't he? So is there anyone else would like to try and say the verse and get your name written in there? Would you like to try? You can try it.
I am the door.
Oh, I am the door. Okay, that's good. And what else? I am the door. Well, that's part of a verse. So we can, I'm going to have her daddy put her name in this book. And his name in this book. And because her name and his name is in that book, what happened? In my book, though, they get to have a treat. You're welcome. Anyone else? Would you like to try saying your verse so you can get your name in my book? Okay.
Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 20:15.
Wow. You know that verse very well. You were too shy to say it. Okay, Rebecca, you put your name in this book. And Holly, you going to try?
On that, be written in the book of life, shall be cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 21:21.
Thank you. Paul, are you going to put your name in the book too? You put your name in this book. But wait a minute, they didn't say it right away. Does it matter? It took 3 tries. They were the 3rd one, they came in late. Do they get this? Yeah, they do. The name is written in the book of verses. Okay, Holly. Thank you. Now, boys and girls, this is only candies. This is only a roll of paper towel book. But what's important is the Lamb's Book of Life. Is your name written in there? Have your sins forgiven by asking the Lord Jesus Christ to wash your sins away? Remember, God loves you, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, there's one more thought. We got a few minutes left. You know, sometimes boys and girls who are saved, they have asked the Lord Jesus, and they forget that the name is already written in the Lamb's Book of Life. They forget that. You know, I know when I was growing up, I doubted that. You know, I asked the Lord to forgive my sins over and over again. How many of you have done that? Many. You know, we're afraid, and we thought, oh, but you know, once we are saved, the Lord said, he won't let us go. You know, I told this story before, but I told many one there, and I'm going to tell this again. How many of you have seen your parents? Have you seen your parents got one of these? Maybe it's a fancier one than this. We call that a clicker. I don't know why we call it a clicker. It doesn't click, right? It's a remote control for the car. Now, how many of you watch mom and dad as they leave the car? They push the button and the car go beep. And then they walk a few feet further and they push the button again and go beep. And then they walk further away until the remote gone past the distance doesn't beep anymore because, you know, we feel that we push it a few more times, it locked better. Doesn't it? The first time we locked it, but we lock it again, it just does a lot better job, doesn't it? Well, you know, salvation is like that. How many times do we need to be saved? once. He said, He gave unto us eternal life, and He says that we shall never perish. He told us that no man can pluck it out from His hand, and He said, no man can pluck us out from the Father's hand. We have something so sure as redeemed one. The Lord Jesus becomes ours. He is our Savior. He's our friend. And He will have us for eternity. So if there be anyone, I know this morning we address the boys and the girls, the little ones, but we have a big audience here, 70 or even 34. The Word of God is open to you too. And if you're still found lost in your sins, now is the accepted time. It's to believe that Christ died for your sins and that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Don't be like those men that I told you down the Seton House who know of the way of salvation but did not accept it in our hearts. Because as I look around the room here, I see many of you. I see either I know you, I know of you, and I know that I don't know of anyone here who have never heard of the gospel message before. It's not just for children, it's for you too. Behold, it's the accepted time. Behold, it's the day of salvation. We have time for a couple more hymns. Who would like to sing a couple more hymns? Oh, before I forget, any little boy who are under 70 years old, a little girl who would like to say the verses afterwards, we have lots more. We can write your name in that book too. You know, I went into the store last night, I thought of that last night, and I picked up one of these, and I guess you folks down in the States here don't do what we have at home. It doesn't say how many in there. So I go, okay, I have no idea how many, so I went and I bought 5 bags just in case. So we've got lots of these M&Ms here, but you got to get your name in that book. All right, who has the hymn? What number, Holly? That one. Number 4. Oh, I think this is so nice. Hymn number 4. Christ is the Savior of sinners. Christ. Now, can you sing that next line? Christ is the Savior for me. Savior of sinners. Savior of sinners like me. Shedding His blood for my ransom, this is the Savior for me. Hymn number 4. Christ is the Savior of sinners. Christ is the Savior for me. Blood I was changed in His darkness. Now by His grace I am.
Thank you.
Let's look to the Lord.